And guess what, folks? Yes, you have tuned in to the ultimate podcast. The ultimate podcast that's out there today. The real deal. Yes, the one, the only, Car Musings. Thanks for tuning in to today's Car Musings episode. Very much want to thank you for being here. It is another wonderful day. It's, well, it's getting warmer out there, folks, I will admit. And not too bad. I don't know. I like spring, I like fall, like winter. Not a big fan of summer, but either way, hey, you're listening to Car Musings, and I'm your host, Matt Morgan. Thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it. And today, what are we going to talk about? Well, today we're going to talk about something a little interesting, and I basically want to put this out to, you know, to a certain area of everybody's ballpark, so to speak. And I basically want to talk about this one because it's important. And this is going to out to a lot of countries out there, not just Canada. But I think there's a few things that need to be said and a few things that need to be put out there. So I basically hope this falls into the right ears. Now, basically what I'm talking about is the newcomer mass populations that seem to be occupying other countries, namely India, namely the Arabs. Now, this is basically focusing on these two particular demographics, and I just want you guys to understand something here. So yes, I am talking to you mainly. I want you to listen close when it comes to this episode, okay? So let's start with that. Now, before I get even further, hey, I'm your host, Matt Morgan, and you're listening to Car Musings. How's your integrity today? How you been doing? Are you keeping everything in check? Are you doing the right thing when no one else is watching? That is the question of the day, and that's the important question of the day. Because, you know, you got to do the right thing. You got to do the right thing. You got to follow the rules. You got to follow the laws. Because that's what they're there for. And that's what keeps civilization civilized, is by following the rules, following the way things are done. If you don't follow the way things are done, and if you don't follow the rules, then society unfolds and it becomes crap. Here's the key element to this that I want to basically discuss about why rules are there. Why there's a certain order that exists. It is to keep the civility. It is to keep the peace. It is to keep the wonderful world that provides for you. Because without the civility, without the laws, without the rules, things fall to crap. And guess what? When there's no structure, no organization, no balance, no governing order, there is no supply, there is none of that. It becomes Mad Max, the Thunderdome, okay? So I want you to keep in mind, a lot of these, and I mentioned two different areas. I mentioned Indians and I mentioned Arabs. Now, think about where you come from, okay? Think about the streets that you come from. Think about the scrums and, you know, the villages and the, you know, all these places that you've come from. Think about what you left behind and think about the opportunities you've been given in new countries. Okay? I want you to think about this one for 1 second. Now, if you get taken in by another country and try to use your old methods that you use back home to try to intimidate or change or break the rules and the laws and everything else, the country that took you in to give you another chance, that new place is going to become the place that you're trying to run from. And then you're going to run out of places to go to. All right? When you start running out of places to go to, you're pretty much screwed. So I want you to keep that in consideration. There's an infestation moving to other countries that have been generous enough to take people in, namely places like Canada. Now, there's other places that have closed the borders for their own reasons because they don't want the society change. They don't want the criminals. They don't want the laws to be broken. They don't want to adjust all these things because there's a certain way that things are done. Now, these people that are taken in by these countries do not have rights, do not have the ability to do the stuff they want to do because they think it's their ways. And I don't care if it's their ways, there's a certain way that things are done. And because there's a certain way that things are done, do not think you have the rights to be taken in by another country and do whatever the fuck you want. That's not the way it works. you do not have a right to change things. You must assimilate to the society that took you in. It is not up to negotiation. If you do not like it, you can go back to where you came from. Or you can go back to join people in other places and other countries that share the same views as you. You do not have a right to do things the way you want to do because you think it's the way that things should be done because it suits you. Just want to make sure you understand this. Okay? You have a religious practice. You have a culture. You have a mindset. That's great. But there's societies that have been here before you that expect things to be done a certain way. And if you don't assimilate, you will be the one that will be asked to leave. Or you will be pushed to leave. I don't care how unfair you think it is. I don't care how unfair you think it is. It's just the fucking way it is. Excuse my language, but it is just the way it is. So accept it or don't accept it. But either way, it is the way it is. Okay? Just deal with it. I see a lot of these, well, not a lot, but I see some videos with people that are talking all tough and brave and everything else. Like, oh, well, I should do it. I don't want to assimilate. I don't want to change my ways. I don't think I should conform to your society. Well, if you're not going to conform to the society, then you can just get out of the society. Follow the rules, follow the laws, follow the ways, or bye-bye. All right? These societies have been established for a while now. You cannot come in and change it to your third world views. That's not the way it works. So, I want to just set the record straight on. This is not racist. This is not bigotry. This is not bias. This has nothing to do with that. This has to do with the way that certain societies work, and it's just the way it is. And if you don't like it, get the hell out. Go back to where you came from. There's nothing that's keeping you here into these civilizations, hence civilizations. There's nothing that's keeping you here. Okay? This is a choice that was made. This is something that you decided to do. This is an opportunity that you've been given. And if you don't like it, there's the door. But don't think you're going to come in here and change things to suit you with your criminal ways and your intimidation and all this other bullshit, because people will look at you as being a problem and they will find a way to deal with you. All right? There's laws of the land and they will be enforced. So just so you know, all right? Some countries have been stupid with it, but other countries have learned from it. And when it all comes down to it, you know, you're not going to be invading or taking over anything. All right? I want to set this record straight. Now, there's other cultures that simulate and they do it very quietly. Okay? And that's great. They do a really good job of it. Idiot. They do a really good job of it. The Asians do a really good job of it, all right? They simulate quietly. They mix into the fold. Chinese, the Koreans, the Japanese, they do all that very, very stealthily, and they don't stir up shit. They know how to do things. Be like them, okay? There's no need to be loud and bold and friggin' boisterous and friggin' try to intimidate and all that crap like that. You're doing it wrong. But start doing it wisely and smartly and everything else. Because if you don't, you will be sent bye-bye. Okay? Now, let's just have the record. And I hope most of you hear this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody. All right? Tell everybody. All right? Let it be known that enough is enough bullshit. Just so you know. Okay, enough is enough bullshit. I just really want to get this straight, because as much as you think that you're going to control everything, and as much as you're trying to blacklist anybody that doesn't have a name from your origins applying for jobs and positions, we understand a lot of you have spent your ill-gotten money buying companies and corporations and controlling at the higher levels of security companies and all this other bullshit. We understand that. All right. We understand that you're playing an unfair game and you're putting people from your culture and your origins in these positions so you can manipulate them to do whatever you want. We're not stupid to that either. Case in point, myself, for over 2 years looking for employment, and I'm highly friggin' employable, and for some reason, I'm not getting jobs. So, obviously, somebody with a bias towards, I don't know, family name, names in general, realizing that, yes, I am not of their origin, demographic, their culture, their background, their whatever, and they're basically eliminating me regardless of my qualifications. So yeah, there's a little bit of racism the other direction going on. They put the forefront, they put the Caucasians out there, right, to basically advertise, and then in the back room, it's basically we know who's calling the shots, unfortunately. But who's going to do anything about this one? Because money talks. So the corrupt money, the ill-gotten gain money, buys these companies at the top level and basically controls the shots, regardless of the logical conclusion, the logical decision-making process. So, you know, it really doesn't give a fair playing field for those that are actually qualified. You know, it basically screws that up completely. But they've been positioning themselves for a while. Okay, fair enough. Position yourself for a while. They got into the positions. They did all that stuff like that. And, you know, so now they're in that sweet spot of being able to, you know, control the markets and everything else, which doesn't make it easier for us hardworking Canadians or original people from the countries in which they're from, the countries that took these people in. It doesn't help those particular people that are in need of employment. Right, because the cards are stacked against them, the deck is stacked against them. So what do you do? Well, you gotta get creative, first of all. You gotta get creative in order to, you know, because basically what they're trying to do is put a certain demographic, especially white male population, into a position where they have no resources. They run out of resources, which gives them the power to basically come in and take things shit over. So my question is, and I'm not spouting on a racist thing, is where is the skinheads? Where is the, you know, the neo-Nazi radical skinhead movement that used to be prevalent once upon a time? We kind of need them back at this point, right? I think we kind of need them back at this point to start leveling out the playing field from all these thugs from India and friggin' the Arab nations and all this stuff like that. I think we need a white, you know, paramilitary type situation on the streets, on the Caucasian side of things, to level things out again. Yeah, I think that needs to be brought back. But not talking from a racist standpoint, but you see, the thing is that the Arabs and the Indians and all this stuff like that, they're being racist towards the Caucasians. But oh well, that doesn't happen. Well, bullshit, it doesn't happen. It happens both directions, my friends. And they're really doing a number on people being able to actually provide for their families and have livelihoods because they're stacking the deck against them. Like, yeah, it's becoming fucking war is what it's becoming. You can't do that and not draw attention. That's not how it works. You can't do that. You can't stack the deck against a certain demographic to weaken them. And friggin' try to bring them to their knees so you can fucking do whatever the hell you want. That's not how this works. Okay? Unfortunately, I've met with some security companies recently that talk a good game at the entry level, but in the back room, I saw who's controlling the friggin' decision-making process. Look behind the curtain like friggin' Wizard of Oz. We know what's going on. There are some of us that aren't naive to this. But the question is, who's going to have the balls to stand up and do the right thing is the question at the end of the day, right? Who's going to have the balls? Because I'm sorry, Canada's not going to become Little India. No. No. There will be fucking civil war before that happens. We will not turn into an Arab friggin' colony as well. All right? But at least the Arabs are a little more civilized. They really are. In comparison, between the two, between the Arabs and the Indians, fuck, I will take in an Arab any fucking day of the week. As long as they're not fanatics. Because they're a lot more civilized, I find, than Indians are. So, yeah, at the end of the day, you know, I know who I'll be taking in. And I'm not blanking it across both of these. I mean, there's always going to be bad apples in certain society. But if those cultures, if those backgrounds, if those demographics are not going to govern and keep in control their bad apples, it's going to reflect bad all the way across the board. Okay? And if it's going to reflect a bad all across the board, what do you think that's going to do with people's perceptions? Think about that one for 1 second. Think about how that is going to affect people's perceptions. If you want to be accepted by society, start following the fucking rules. You say you don't want to be like us. Well, then fine. Why did you come to our country? Simple as that. If you don't want to be like us, if you don't want to assimilate, then fine. Get the hell out. This is our country, not yours. And I'm not just talking about Canada. I'm speaking for any country that feels a sense of invasion because of these newcomers that have come in and we've actually given them opportunities and they're not respecting that. Okay? They're not respecting that. They're not appreciating it. So if you don't like it, get the fuck out. Either follow the rules, follow the laws, do what's expected of you, or GTFO, motherfucker. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about this one. Countries are having enough of it. England has been very generous and fucking giving you a lot of liberties, and you still want friggin' more? Enough is enough. There's going to be some cleansing going on. There's going to be some cultural friggin' clarifications going on. There's going to be a pushback that's coming, and it's going to be not pretty for those that are trying to defy the system and defy the ways. That's just the way it is. Again, if you don't like a GTFO, you have no rights to the country you're in. You were taken in to help you out, to give you a better opportunity. If you do not like it, you don't have to stay. Canada's getting fed up with you. The States is well fed up with you. Other countries won't even let you in the front door, which is probably the smarter way to do things. So, just so you know, either smarten up, there's going to be freaking cleaning. All right? More cleaning than the government gradually shipping people back. There's going to be a bigger cleaning than that. And it's going to be done at the social level. Okay? So, smarten up. Smarten the hell up. Canada is very resilient. And as much as they're patient, enough is enough. We're not going to let the rest of the country become like Brampton or Little India, as we call it. It's not going to happen. There will be a crackdown. There will be a change of regime. There will be enough is enough and time for you to freaking pack your bags and go bye-bye. So anyways, I just want to put this out there. I just want you all to understand this. Change your ways. Smarten up. Stop saying you don't want to be like us. If you don't want to be like us, leave the country you're in that took you in and gave you an opportunity. It's not up to you to decide how the country works. It's not up to you to decide how you want things to be done. Okay? It's up to the country that took you in and the powers that be. Got it? Good. All right. That's pretty much all I wanted to rant on. And I don't care if you're screaming about, oh, that's not fair and human rights and that's racist and all that crap. I don't want to fucking hear all that. Because you're being racist in return with what you're doing. With how you are causing issues for certain other demographics to get employments, how you're causing issues for other people that have families to support and bills to pay from getting employment. That's called being racist. Oh, you don't want the white man to work for you. Okay, that's being racist. Oh, you don't want to give them opportunities. That's being racist. Racism works in both ways, fucker. All right? And you're stacking the deck against, eventually push comes to shove. You want to see how resilient some people can be? That's one freaking way to find out. I don't know what kind of cards you think you hold, but eventually that deck is going to run out. And if that deck is going to run out, you're just going to have to deal with it. So you might want to start loosening your control reins and your freaking big plan, because eventually that's all going to change. And I just want you to be prepared for it. Okay? Smarten the hell up. You want a better life? You want a better opportunity? Crime's not an opportunity. You want better options? Great. Follow the fucking rules of the land. All right? That's all you got to do. Very simple. Follow the rules of the land. All right. That's about it. That's all I want to say. That's it. That's all I'm sharing. I don't even know how I'm going to title this, but I think I'll just leave it to AI to figure it out. You know, I'll let AI try to figure it all out and work it all out and title it all and stuff like that. I just got to know that, you know, you're on notice. A lot of people are on notice. Don't start thinking that these people are inconvenienced that are coming over here. They see you have nothing. Because look at where the crimes are being made. Look at these intimidation. Look at these, these shootings at houses, trying to intimidate people. What else is there? What do they call it? I don't know. But they're basically shooting at houses to intimidate people to pay them off. That's all coming from India and countries like that. That's not something that happens in North America. That's a regular practice over in India. So where do you think that comes from? Where do you think that's stemming from? Before you go bleeding hearts over these immigrants that come over here for opportunities and are law-abiding citizens, not all of them are, and a lot of them are not representing their demographic and their cultures and their backgrounds very well. So don't start bleeding hearts about how, opportunities and this and that and everything else. Don't start bleeding hearts over all that stuff like that, because eventually we'll catch up and you will suffer too. So don't think they're all friggin' innocent. A lot of them are, but there's a lot of bad apples, and they're causing a lot of friggin' waves. So, just keep that in mind. Anyways, I'm going to wrap this up. You can stop screaming racism and bullshit, because it's racism right back at you, because that's exactly what's happening in reverse. I know it happens the other way, too. People are racist towards white people as well. So, get your fucking head out of your ass. Not everybody else's, their life matters. Fucking white lives matter, too. All right, so think about that before you start shitting out of your fucking mouth about stuff that's completely stupid, because we're not completely naive as you think we are. We know what's going on behind the scenes. We know the plays that you're making. We made the plays. All right, so anyways, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I know it was more of a rant today, it was more of a rant, but it was something I had to get off my chest, because I'm hearing more and more about this shit from a lot of different angles. My parents are being surrounded in their friggin' neck of the woods by friggin' all these newcomers, friggin' especially the Indian population. They're intimidating people out of their neighborhoods and their homes, and that's just not fucking right. It's one thing to be given an opportunity, but it's another to force and intimidate people out of their comfortable neighborhoods they've been living in forever. Like, this is why I'm pissed off. This is why I made this episode today. Because I'm really sick and tired of this bullshit. I mean, a lot of people are sick and tired of this bullshit. It's not just me. So I want to basically shout a message out to there. You're on notice. You're on notice. There are tons of people from these cultures that are great. I've met lots of Indians I like. I've met lots of people from bringing other parts of the world I like. I have Arab neighbors. They're really great. So, I mean, I met a lot of people that are really decent from these areas of the world. But unfortunately, there's a bunch of bad apples out there that like to intimidate and like to make crime and like to not follow the rules and like to be problems. Those are the people we don't need. Those are the people that we want to remove. The good ones that appreciate what they have and the opportunity and being law-abiding citizens and doing good things and building a life for themselves and being inclusive, like, those are the people, yeah, I will open my front door and sit them at my table and they can have dinner with my family. It's the other ones, though. That's the trash that needs to be taken out. Don't be that trash. Anyways, I'm going to wrap this up. Hey, keep your integrity in check. If you don't know what integrity means, look it up. It's been another episode of Car Musings. I'm your host, Matt Morgan. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm getting closer to an answer, but unfortunately, I'm pulling back a lot of curtains and I'm finding out a lot of stuff. If you have anybody that's high up in the fields of HR or management or executives that are from one of these problem countries, you might want to think twice about looking at them a certain way. Because a lot of them are playing the long game, getting into positions of power and calling the shots. And who is suffering? I'm going to say and be blunt about it. It's Caucasians. It's the white person. Not necessarily the white man, but they're the primary target. But it's the white people that are they're the ones that are suffering because of it. I saw a big exodus many times in a lot of different companies. Nobody blinks an eye because, oh, we don't want to call it racism. We don't want to call it anything else. But that's exactly what it is. Take a look sometime. Anyways, I'm out of here. Take care of yourself. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next episode. Bye for now.